Hey everyone, it's Mike Wobshaw and Paul Allen. We are here at Carlmont High School for the Vikings mock game on Saturday, day before Vikings play the Raiders. Tell us about this area, Paul. It's your old stomping grounds.
Yeah, I lived up here 93 to 98 in this area. We're in Belmont, California, which is about 35, 40 minutes south of San Francisco, kind of between San Francisco and San Jose. It's a beautiful neighborhood, very close to Palo Alto and Stanford University. Redwood trees, eucalyptus trees, beautiful smells, and a wonderful team on the field right now getting ready for the Raiders.
It is a beautiful area. Now, the Vikings did something unusual this week. They came out to California on Friday. We usually travel on Saturday. Mike Zimmer decided to bring the team out early for this week. He'd made that decision a long time ago, switching up a road trip a little bit. What does that mean for the team? More sitting around the hotel, but you get to do something like this day before the game rather than travel.
Yeah, you know, I'm a fan of it from a bonding standpoint and from a focus standpoint, especially at this time of the year, because these guys are such creatures of habit, and routine's very good for teams that have the potential to win at a high level. So when you break that routine a little bit, yet you keep everybody together, I'm a fan.
From the mock game to the real game. The real game is tomorrow, 3:05 Central Time kickoff for the Vikings and the Raiders. Some keys to the game, their offense against our defense. Teddy Bridgewater and the passing game getting things going maybe. Always special teams is a factor for us. They've been playing really well. What are you looking at in the game?
There are some fascinating facets of this game, like Mike Zimmer's defense against an offense that's scoring a bunch of points, passing really well. I think Latavius Murray is a really sneaky good running back. That fascinates me. I want to see the Vikings get some turnovers in this game. It's interesting to note, during the four-game winning streak, the Vikings have lost the take-give battle every single game.
Very unusual.
In fact, the last time they won the take-give, the turnover battle, and won a game was against the Chargers. They won the take-give against Denver, but lost the game. The last take for the Vikings via turnover was in the fourth quarter against the Chiefs, a Brian Robinson fumble recovery. So I want to, the Raiders will drop the ball. Latavius Murray, Tywan Jones, those running backs, they will drop the ball. So I want to see some turnovers. I want to see this defense play well against Oakland's offense. And I'm curious to see how Oakland's defense handles the Vikings' run-first offense.
And that's an interesting point that you bring up, because I think you look at what Pittsburgh did to this defense last week, and they were throwing the ball all over the place. But the Vikings have Adrian Peterson. The identity of the offense is still the running game. So is that a tricky dilemma for Norv and the offensive coaching staff to have to deal with, to battle with the dilemma of, yeah, maybe we can throw it, but you don't want to go away from Adrian either?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, in that game against the Steelers, the Raiders gave up nearly 600 yards of offense, and for the first time in the history of the NFL, two players, D'Angelo Williams and wide receiver Antonio Brown, combined for 531 yards, just two players. I think the key is to get some of that without going so out of body that you think you all of a sudden become the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I look for Adrian Peterson to be used multiple ways. I think it's a big yards after catch game for the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of quick hitting passes than yards after catch. But Norv knows what he's doing, and he knows that there's an opportunity to stretch the field here via the passing game. So this could be the most explosive passing offense we've seen all year.
You've been calling Vikings games for over a decade, Paul. How about the connections between these two franchises right now? I mean, Mike Tice is their offensive line coach. Bill Musgrave was our offensive coordinator. He's now the Raiders' offensive coordinator. Jack Del Rio's their head coach. He was a Viking. And then you have Norv on our side. He was the Raiders' head coach at one time. Khalil Mack and Anthony Barr taken in the same draft. Derek Carr and Teddy Bridgewater taken in the same draft. Stephon Diggs and Amari Cooper. Lots of juicy storylines like that.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see how Bill Musgrave, the former coordinator here, will handle going against his former team. Because remember in 2012, to get the team to the playoffs offensively, Bill played a bully style of football with a lot of tight ends, fullback Jerome Felton and Adrian Peterson becoming the MVP. You think about Oakland and you think it's a pass-first operation, but they are equipped to run the ball and try to handle it, kind of like San Francisco did week one. Conversely, on the other side, you know, Derek Carr has better numbers than Teddy Bridgewater, but Norv is infatuated and in love with Teddy Bridgewater, and I know he wants to put Teddy on a good game, too. All of that stuff is very intriguing.
Well, that's it from Carlmont High School and the mock game here in California. The real game is on Sunday, of course. It's at 3:05 Central. Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman will have the call. Until then, we're going to go back to the hotel. Paul's going to fill out your depth chart for the game, I suppose, and I'm going to go to downtown San Francisco and see if we can find anything fun. That's it for now. Talk to you guys later.